Right, so welcome back to another fine episode of the Batch and Arthur podcast. Episode 2. Well, we've done the introduction episode now, haven't we?
Yeah, so you know all about us.
Yeah, too much, if anything.
Yeah, and you know what to expect. It's going to be the greatest podcast in the world.
Yeah. Right? There was actually something before we begin. We were talking about your names and all the weird names you've had.
Yeah.
And I was so distracted by the early names that I didn't really focus on the now. So your Italian batch.
Yeah.
Some people might know this, but why are you called Italian batch?
I'll explain. I've said it in some places, but I don't think everyone knows. It's because I was 8 years old and I was making an Xbox account.
Yeah.
And I wanted a cool name. And so I tried to call myself Italian bitch. Because my mum's side is Italian, but I didn't just pull it out of nowhere.
Right.
And it obviously wouldn't let me have bitch because it's, so I took away the T to get bitch without a T. Couldn't have that. Swapped the I for an A and got batch. So that's what it is. But a lot of people are saying, oh, you're pronouncing it wrong. No, I'm not. I made the word up.
Yeah.
I can't physically pronounce it wrong because it's my word, actually.
Everyone thinks it's Bach.
Yeah. Which I don't know if it sounds cooler now. It works better for things like puns.
What batch does?
No, Bach. Oh. Or back.
Maybe.
Some people just say back. More people call me back than batch. So no one really knows what my name is.
And everyone thought this was just a two white guys podcast, but he's quarter Italian, so.
Yes, and please tell them your makeup.
Oh yeah, no, I'm all over the place. I don't really know mine. I've done those genetic tests and they're all a bit boring. My family are like from everywhere.
So
I only just found out the other day that my grandma was born in Iraq.
So we're like, arguably, we could say we're the most cultured podcast in the world.
Maybe.
Just look at us.
Yeah. I get my dark skin from my great uncle who is great grandfather who's from
Malta. From your great uncle. Yeah. How has he done that?
Interesting
then?
Family relations. Don't ask. Touchy subject. He's not welcome around Christmas. But that's where I get my dark skin from. But then I'm guessing it's also from the Iraqi side of the family. It's funny because you can't really trace it. Like with my great aunt then, her passport is just wife of an Iraqi official, because obviously it's quite a patriarchal society.
Okay.
Back then, quite sexist. It doesn't like say much about her. She's just a doctor in World War I for the Iraqi army.
That's really cool.
I only discovered all this like 2 weeks ago because my nan, who's like 97, is in an old people's home, and I was like, come on, then I'll visit her.
Well, I'll bite the bullet.
And then she just randomly started telling me all this interesting information.
Yeah, I feel like they've got so many stories that they won't release until you ask them specifically about it.
She seems so bored out of her mind in this old nursing home. And then I brought that up and I've never seen her speak so excitedly about something. And I was like, I just couldn't get enough of it.
Bring her down to the pod.
Yeah, we'll have your nan talking about Christianity and my
nan. Versus your nan.
Speaking about the Iraqi World War I.
And then they can sign up for influencer boxing.
Yeah, oh my God, my nan v your nan.
Great, yeah, my nan would win.
Right. So bit of a sidetrack. There's a bit of a crossover in episode one, but episode two, as we said in episode one, we're going to be quite fan submission based for this episode.
Yes, sir.
Not every episode is, like we said, we're going to vary it a lot. It's not going to be an advice podcast.
No, we're not. I said we were qualified for advice. Really? We're not. Yeah. Okay. We're going to don't do what we tell you to do.
But we're going to try and give you good advice anyway, somewhat. So we've got a bunch of submissions. Thank you.
thank you.
Especially thanks to the Patreon supporters at Batch and Arthur. That is on Patreon.
Really driving it home.
Who got priority.
Yes. Arthur specifically likes you guys more than anyone else watching.
No, he
wants you to know that.
We can't look through the thousands of submissions every single episode. So they get priority look. But everyone gets a chance. If your stuff's crazy enough, it'll make it.
Don't worry. We're looking in the comments all the time.
And checking the DMs.
Yeah.
Follow us on social media.
Yeah, follow us on social media and drop a fat like right now. Can I just say, before we get into confessions, I just want to bring something up.
Go on.
Get it out of the way. If my right ear looks a little bit red, guys, it's because my saliva gland is blocked and I just ate sushi.
Why is your saliva gland blocked?
Because I changed toothpaste too frequently.
And that blocked your salivary gland?
With
what?
Don't know.
Have you just got toothpaste in there?
Stone. No. It might just be a toothpaste. But also, So it's also if you've got a dry mouth, and when I get nervous, all I get is a dry mouth.
Oh, so this won't be helping.
Fun fact, yeah. So this right now, my mouth is super dry, guys. No, but that's what that is. And so it's a little bit swollen. So if you can all just say, oh, poor Isaac, and just show me loads of support, and I'm going to set up a GoFundMe and everything like
that. That is so weird. I've literally never heard of that.
No, neither did I until I got it.
Because we were going to go for a pre-match drink to calm the early episode nerves.
Yeah.
And he was like, I can't. I've got a stone in my cheek. I was like,
yeah.
What?
You can't see it, by the way. Sounds gross, but it's just in my face. You can't see it.
That's so bizarre.
And it's like the size of a grain of sand.
That's tiny.
Yeah.
And it's causing your face to swell up.
It's causing my face to swell up.
Can they not just like pop it out?
They can, but it comes out by itself in like a week usually.
What do they tell you to eat lots of?
Oh yeah. Okay. So what you've got to do is you've got to activate your saliva gland to flush things out. And so they told me to eat like toxic wastes basically because you need sour stuff. And so toxic waste is what the NHS prescribed me. That's what I had to get.
That's so rogue.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Well, there you go. Now, if you realize that his face looks even weirder than usual.
Thanks.
You'll know why.
Just wanted to address those allegations.
So this episode, it's going to be a mix of embarrassing stories, advice, confessions, a couple of questions and topics you guys have put to us. So let's just get started.
Let's hear them.
First up, someone's written in saying, I think I'm being ghosted. Oh, no. I was speaking to a guy and the conversation was going really well, but then out of nowhere, he stopped replying. It's now been 2 days. What do I do?
Treat him mean, keep him keen.
Are you saying you're telling him to keep doing
it?
No, other guy's listening, keep up the ghosting. It's evidently working.
I'm saying ghost
back. You're living rent free in this girl's mind.
No, I'm saying ghost back.
Oh, if you're being ghosted, isn't that what the ghost wants though?
Well, it's a real ghost. What's going on? No, I think don't reply. If they've ghosted you for 2 days, don't say anything else. Leave it.
Yeah. Oh, you wouldn't double text?
I wouldn't bother double texting. What's the point?
Yeah. But then maybe it's just fallen to the bottom of their DMs. Although what they say?
Yeah, if they cared, they'll find you and they'll message you.
That is kind of true. Although 2 days, like, I feel like texting culture now is so weird. Like everyone, it is true that you're kind of always on your phone, but are you like an instant replier?
No, I'm really slow with the replies.
Yeah.
Although it depends what it is though. If it's something that I know I'm actively doing and need to be responding to, I'll respond to it. But even then I'm a little slow.
Yeah. I'm so bad with replying to texts in general. Like the last two people I've dated both have been like, you are awful at texting. The last girl, like 2 or 3 like people ago, I was like, oh, sorry, like this just isn't really working out. She was like, I kind of got the hint from the 2 day replies.
2 day replies.
And I was like, that honestly had nothing to do with it. That was just my normal reply time. And that I think to a lot of people is insane.
You might as well just email. Use emails or pigeons.
I'll send a carrier pigeon from Jersey.
Might as well. It takes just as long.
2 days is silly and that's borderline disrespectful. So I need to really get better at
they
that.
They get left on scene.
Yeah, I guess so. Then, or like I see it in the notifications on, like, I've got to reply to that.
Yeah, and but you just leave it as a notification. Yeah.
I feel like it comes with our work because I was the same at uni as well. Like when you're studying and you've got school or you've got a job like this where like you never really clock off, you're always like, oh, I need to be doing the next thing. I need to finish this edit. And then when you've done that, so I need to finish the thumbnail or I need an idea for the pod tomorrow. Like there's always something to do.
Yeah, we do a lot on our phones.
Yeah.
There's so much work that has to be done on the phone. So you will get a notification. You're like, okay, I'll respond to that in a minute. And you just forget.
Yeah.
Well, I have a really bad memory anyway.
Do you?
Yeah. And I get distracted so easily. I'll be like, okay, I need to respond to that. And I'm doing something else. And then I'm like learning the piano or something.
You've done that to me.
Yeah, I'll do it to you.
You've done that to me a couple of times. Yeah. And been like, mate, I did not even realize you'd seen
this. I know. Cause it would be there and I'd be like, okay, I need to respond to that. And then I just forget.
That's funny. There was like a day where I was like, I wonder if he's changed his mind about wanting to do this podcast because it had been 2 days. I think that's the universe getting back at me for ghosting. So
yeah,
I would say either, I would be a bit shameless. I'd say go for the double text because on the off chance that there's someone like us, they could just be like, oh my goodness, I was so supposed to reply. I really want to see you.
Did they say they got the guy opened it or not?
They didn't say that. Literally just that he stopped replying.
Okay, if he's opened it, actually, no matter what, I think it's over.
2 days is a long time for, I would imagine, most people.
I think that's it.
Yeah.
Because also, in the beginning, like, if I was in the beginning of speaking to someone, I wouldn't get distracted by other things on my phone, because that would be like the main thing I'm focused on. And so I feel like he's doing something else now.
A big part of that, there are like two reasons as well why I'm like so slow. Because I think mine's more conscious than yours. Like, firstly, if I go on a date, if I let's say, for example, it's like Wednesday, right? And you're going on a date with a girl on Friday night. Like, I'd rather not speak to them much on Wednesday and Thursday and Friday during the day, so that on the date on Friday, I can be like, how's your week been? What have you been up to and stuff?
Yeah.
You ever like been out with someone, or like can be a friend, obviously, or whatever, and you're like, we've been speaking nonstop throughout the day for days, and then you meet up and it's like, I already know what you had for breakfast this morning because you just, you messaged me every 5 seconds.
Well, we were saying we got to stop speaking to each other now so we can save it for the podcast.
That's true.
Because otherwise we're going to run out of things to say.
Yeah, we literally keep starting conversations and being like, let's save it for the podcast. And now we...
Yeah, we can't speak to each other anymore. We were sat in silence for hours earlier.
We just had the most awkward lunch of our lives in dead silence.
Yeah, with this, I think leave it. You're saying double text. So yeah, there you go. You've got a clear cut answer.
I see myself on the other side. Because I don't... Wait, what was the other one? There was that. Oh, yeah. And I just run out worried my chat's going to run out. Like, if I leave them on read and I'm like, I've got a decent reply to that, I know I've got that in the bank.
Oh.
But I don't want to reply and then say something back at me being like, oh, what am I going to say to this?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Sort of. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Because, like, the slower you reply, the less funny messages you have to send.
Do you think then you could craft the perfect message? You've got all that time.
That's
maybe
true.
That's what he's doing. 2 days, he's using ChatGPT and he's making a poem or something for
maybe
you.
I reckon either give it a double text or give it one more. I mean, to be fair, you've got nothing huge to lose. I do get that kind of like, maybe respect yourself a bit more to
know you're worth, bin him off,
know you're worth. But if you really like him, give him one more chance. Everyone deserves a second chance.
Everyone?
Yeah, maybe not.
Even, actually, I can't say the name.
No, it's too early on.
Voldemort.
Is that just the new...
I think we could use Voldemort as
any bad man from history.
Yes.
Interesting.
I think everyone knows who you're talking about anyway.
Okay. On a similar one, messaging related. I just matched on Tinder with my childhood crush. What shall I do? These are all quite simple, these early ones. The next couple, there's an awful story, an embarrassing story that these get a bit deeper. These are quite lighthearted, so we can go for...
Easing into it.
Yeah, if you match your childhood crush on Tinder.
I guess it depends if they fell off or not. If they're butters now or...
Well, if they've just matched them, they probably have seen their profile and like, oh, yeah, you're still attractive.
Yeah, but it could be.
And they're mutually, because they match, so...
Maybe they were just matching like, oh, I remember you.
Oh, that'd be really awkward.
And they just want to chat, but maybe one of you is into it and the other isn't.
Yeah, that's always a tough one with someone you know already, because you're matching, you're like,
yeah,
is this a joke?
There's, oh, I don't know with that one.
Are you a like opening lines type of guy? Do you think that would be the way to go?
I don't know what I would do. Probably, I'm not very good with lines.
Nah.
I think I would come across as a weirdo, a creep, and they would just be like, oh, I'm not doing that.
It's not just the opening lines powers.
That is not the problem here.
It's the moustache.
No, joking. I just pop up with, do you know who I am?
Oh my goodness. What would be your go-to line if let's say you're not seeing anyone, you come across someone, would you go for an opening line?
Yeah, I would go, hey, mamacita, wagwan.
Okay.
Something along those lines.
I always find it really tough. Like, you ever follow the like r/Tinder subreddit?
No.
That like people post conversations from their like Tinders, and like every different person reacts to like the different type of things. So like, you could have a sick pickup line and use it on someone who hates pickup lines and then be like, oh, they hated pickup lines. They said, never use pickup lines again. Go to the next person and just start with, hey, because the last person was like, why can't you just start with a hey? Why do you have to put I.E. ass as line one?
Yeah.
And they'd go, just say hey next time. You say hey to the next person. They're like, that's so boring.
Want they to pick up
and
line.
And they reply to the guy who says I.E. ass.
Oh, I think reference, if it's on Tinder, I think reference one of their photos or something or their name.
Yeah.
And that's it. I don't think do a cheesy pickup line.
No.
I don't think there's a single good one though.
Yeah, you think there'd be like a real good,
because
like some go-tos, but
they've
all just
been
cringe.
Done.
Yeah,
and they're cringe.
Yeah,
and they'll know you got that off the internet.
Yeah, that's true. Says nothing about you or anyone.
One of my friends, he'll like intertwine their name into the conversation. Like he'll make a pun out of their name, and usually it's like really bad that it's funny, And I think that
that's quite good.
Works.
Although I imagine so many, like if your name's Paige and you're on Tinder, the number of like, let's start a new page or something.
Yeah,
like,
I'm no, no, it can't be something
turning
bad
over
like
a page.
That. It's got to be really unique.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Like that would force me off an app.
Like
I think
Nicolas Page instead of Nicolas Cage. That's what he would do.
Yeah, fair.
Nicolas Page. That would, if I was called Page and someone said, what's up, Nicolas Page? Loved you, you your new movie. I'd be on that.
If your name is Page, let us know what you do.
Drop a comment if your name is Page. You've got priority.
Are you a dating app kind of?
Never used a dating app.
Never used a dating app, no. I used to like them and I don't really find them. There's now, I don't know whether this is just something our circle particularly know about, but there's an app called Raya that like is basically a dating app just for famous people.
Yeah.
And I don't know, is it like invite only or something?
It is, I think it's invite only, or maybe you apply and they'll say if you made it or not.
Yeah.
But models get on there as well.
Oh, do they?
Yeah. So you've got a combo of models and
famous people.
Famous people, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know you can't speak about it if you're on it though. So it's a secret. We're not on it though.
No, yeah, no, we're not on it.
We're not on it.
I find them quite forced as well. Like,
yeah.
You know exactly what everyone's on there for.
Yeah, you do. I wonder though, do you get like, is Raya more like you're more looking for a relationship or just a hookup?
I don't know.
Like a
and I also
hookup.
Wonder if that's worse, just going like, you're on here because you only want to date people who are models or famous. Like, do you think that makes them all quite
or
shallow
you
maybe?
Only hook up with celebs.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
But then that makes sense. I always used to think, like growing up, did you ever think like, why are all these famous people always dating other famous people? Like, why isn't Rachel from Friends just like dating a good looking guy that she met down at a bakery?
That's true. I think it's just because of who your circle, like you're surrounded by those people now.
And as well, like getting the life. I feel like
true
on social media now,
like
if I dated someone that had a 9-to-5, like the number of times like Friday night, Saturday night, I'll be filming videos and just be sat in my room, like editing away or scripting away or whatever it is. And then like be free on a Tuesday afternoon.
Yeah.
You'd probably want someone who's very similar to you in that sort of like sense, you know?
That's true.
That gets it.
I think that is a big factor actually.
Yeah.
That they understand.
Yeah.
Because you're right. If someone works a 9-to-5 and then you're filming a video at 10 or whatever, or you're going away for a week recording, it clashes a little. You can make it work definitely, but
yeah,
it helps being in that circle.
I don't think we've helped this person much then. What are they going to do? What should they do? They've matched their childhood crush.
I think, so they were your childhood crush. If you're still crushing on them, say something.
I reckon saying that they're your childhood crush is actually really cute.
Yeah. I think so as well, actually.
I reckon you just take the hit if it's like, if they matched you as a joke, just be like, oh, well, like, who cares? I just admitted that you're my childhood crush.
That's
far more embarrassing things.
Well, yeah, what is the worst that can come out of this scenario?
And that's what we're talking about, like standing out as well. Like that makes you really different, just going like...
True.
And it's fine to be like, oh, I found you attractive all this time. And then who doesn't want the kind of like, oh, they were my childhood sweetheart and now we're together.
Exactly. I wonder how far this goes back. They say childhood crush. I wonder what like school year they were in.
Yeah, this could be like a 17-year-old talking about a 15-year-old crush.
Yeah, technically. Yeah, it could be like 2 years.
Or are they... If this is like a 65-year-old woman...
Talking about a 2-year-old.
Yeah, they probably... that might be a bit young.
But they like, still remembered you.
But that would be so cute if these were like people who like he fancied her or she fancied him when they were like 12 and they're like 50 now.
Yeah, I think send a message. I think send a message and say, oh, yo, you were my childhood crush.
Yeah.
You're still fit.
I swiped right 40 years ago, by the way. He finally swiped right back. All this time. But open with it and then let us know how it goes.
Yeah. Let us know.
Because that's very cute. Okay. Now we're getting on to the more serious.
What have you got?
Serious ones. This one's horrendous. So
really?
Have you read through these stories properly?
Not properly, no.
Okay. So this one's from Emma. Do I dump him?
Ooh.
I actually can't believe this is real. These are actual submissions, by the way. Shout out, Emma. Recently, I saw my boyfriend, Andrew, in brackets, put him on blast. She's angry, by the way. You can tell from writing this. She's
full
angry.
Named his ass.
She saw Andrew, who's a dick, by the way.
Really?
Commenting on TikToks of super pretty, blonde, skinny girls who genuinely look nothing like me. That breaks my heart. I bet you're beautiful, even if you're not blonde. Any of the other things.
That's so wholesome.
I bet you're super.
You just told me off camera you hate blondes. I mean, no, you hate anyone who's not blonde, sorry.
Oh, I didn't say anything.
Sounds a bit like.
There go three quarters of our Scandinavian audience. Anyway, so he likes all of these, commenting on TikToks, which is so embarrassing.
What's he saying?
Girls in bikinis. He comments every day on this one girl's. So he's targeting one girl in particular, asking her to reply, like day 20 of waiting for a reply, even commenting, asking for her number or telling the girls that they're hot.
Telling them they're hot that in the comments.
Like leaving a comment like nice dance moves. Bit creepy and weird, but fine.
Yeah.
Going like day 20 waiting for a reply, what's your number? Like he's actively trying to cheat on you.
Yeah. That. Sorry, Andrew. We don't approve.
No, Andrew. Honestly, the more this goes on, this isn't just like break up. This is like burn his house down. It gets worse.
That's messed up. It gets worse.
First of all, he's trying to cheat on you. Like this should be enough, but it goes on. We've been dating for 2 years.
Oh.
I thought this could be like a school thing. You know, he's commenting on TikTok. They've been dating two months and then the same maths class.
Yeah.
They've been dating for 2 years. I've already called him out on it and he says it's not a big deal and doesn't matter anyway because they're never going to see it.
But the thing is, you've got to ask, what if they did see it? How would Andrew react? Andrew would probably follow through.
Yeah, he would. And like, if they're not going to see it, why does he want to do it then?
Yeah.
Why is he going, well, it doesn't matter because they're
like
not going to see it?
Like for his internal fantasies.
Either he thinks they're not going to see it, in which case he should stop doing it because it matters to you.
Yeah.
Or he thinks they are going to see it and something will come of it. That's just so weird to me.
Very weird. Very weird behavior. Plus, how old, I guess we don't know how old these guys are, but just so you know, a little look into your future. If you stay with Andrew, he's going to end up on LinkedIn doing this thing with older people.
Oh, dear.
He's going to have his business account. And he's going to be commenting like, oh, nice spreadsheet.
Oh.
Sexy spreadsheet.
Can you imagine someone cheated on you and you were like, okay, how did you meet them? And they were like, LinkedIn. I was commenting on their post for three years. And you're like, all this time. This keeps going, by the way.
What? How?
I told him I don't care. Oh, as in like, I don't care that they're not going to see it. And like, he shouldn't be doing all that when he has a girlfriend. So valid.
Yep.
I also low-key got the ick for the waiting for a reply comment, which is so true.
I don't blame you.
Watching them get aired and pied by girls, you'd be like...
20 days in a row.
Yeah. You're like, not all of these women don't even want you. He's treating you like shit.
My God.
No other women want him.
I always wondered who are the sorts of people to be like day 20 of asking for this.
Yeah.
Now we know it's Andrew, who's in a relationship. That's
mental, crazy.
Yeah. I'd say get rid of Andrew.
Yeah.
And then... start commenting on his stuff day one of not being with you. Day two of not being with you.
By the way, it keeps going. They've already had an instance where this happened a year ago with the same girl. He agreed it was wrong and stopped, but I've just found this.
So he's been doing it in secret.
So they had a fight a year ago where she was like, stop harassing this random TikToker, asking for her number. He was like, you're right, it's wrong. Said he'd stop. The fight was over and he was doing it in secret the whole time.
Imagine she goes back and it's like day 378.
Yeah, exactly.
He'd been doing it the whole time.
Oh my God. I honestly bet if she went back for the year, he never stopped.
Yeah. No, I don't think you would just relapse a year later.
Yeah. That's
he's
so
1 year sober. I don't think he's never sober. He's doing it the whole time.
And it gets back to, he's generally a really nice guy and I love him, but this makes me so sad and insecure.
I can't think he'd be that nice to do that.
No. Yeah, what do you mean he's been nice?
Maybe
he's trying to cheat on you all the time.
Yeah. 20 days on a trot without luck as well.
Yeah.
He's not even doing it well.
Yeah.
He's bad at it.
And they're just the ones you see on the public, like I guess you're coming across on your TikTok feed.
True, that's all you see.
What about all the other girls? Like, I would love to see this guy's Insta DMs.
Yeah.
I bet they're mental. He'll be on day like 3,000 with Madison Beer 100%.
3,000.
Also, do you think anyone ever replies to those?
No,
do you think
never.
Madison Beer's ever going to be like, you know what, day 342, I'm going to give this guy a chance.
Yeah, it's been 342 days.
He's so desperate.
I think you got to get rid of Andrew.
Yeah.
You can't keep a guy who's doing that, right?
Yeah. I mean...
Also, it's obviously disrespectful, but he doesn't care how it makes you look. Like someone they might know might see his comment on these girls' posts, and they're thinking, oh, well, I don't know this girl's name, but why is she letting him do that? Emma, why, you know, Emma shouldn't be with him. They'll start forming their opinions on it because, to be honest, Andrew's got to go.
Yeah. I mean, doing it, fighting about it and doing it again, knowing you don't like it.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing. He's trying to cheat on you. Like, there are so many red flags here that even if he agrees to stop it and goes, you know what, I heard Arthur and Batch, phenomenal advice, well presented, clearly, fine, all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I'm going to stop doing it.
Yeah.
He's just going to do something again soon.
Yeah, you should play him this clip right now. Andrew,
yeah.
It's disrespectful. Stop it.
Yeah. She'll burn your house down if you keep doing it. That's just probability wise. So
probably
Emma, genuinely, I would say leave him, maybe give him one more chance, but if he, this has to be the last straw.
I don't think he'll stop though.
No.
If he's already come back to it.
He sounds like a degenerate.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. Sounds like, gimp, as in, you know, the actual gimps.
What?
Wear the like things. Gimp means you like to be under.
Is it those like whole,
yes,
like a leather mask?
Yeah, you like to just be used.
A zip for the mouth.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh dear. I do this occasionally. I do these like reaction videos where I go through this place called like Crackhead Craigslist.
Yeah, yeah.
And some of the stuff on it, the number of people that advertise themselves as human toilets is mental.
That is disgusting.
Like the fact that it's a thing.
I didn't know that was a thing till you said that.
Yeah. In fact, you probably won't know them. I don't know them that well, but there is. And I have asked her that I can tell this story as long as it's very anonymous.
Okay.
She
say their full name.
She went out to Dubai. So quite an attractive influencer.
Okay.
Went out to Dubai.
Okay.
Basically, this sugar daddy was like, come out to Dubai. I'll give you a couple grand. I'll fly you out. Just come hang with us. You're not expected to do anything. And when she got out there, they took her out on this really fancy boat and were like, take it or leave it. We're not going to pressure you into anything. But 20 grand and we get to take you downstairs to this room and all of us get to shit on you. Just like as much as we want. Just like you'll be on the floor naked and we'll just, and we'll give you 20 grand at the end of it. And I believe her when she says she didn't do it, but some of the girls on the boat did, went down and took that thing.
Oh my.
Isn't that the wildest thing ever? That stuff like just happens.
Why do they do that? What sort of kick do you get out of that?
There must be something like,
it's like
related
superiority kink sort of thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Or whatever it is.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's so crazy. I don't understand. I never understand lot of them, like the kinks in general. They're like how your brain gets things that aren't like sex related at all.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Brings them into it. Like feet.
Yeah, why are feet? Why
are you a foot enjoyer?
No, I'm not a foot enjoyer. No. I don't like feet.
Oh, you actively dislike them. I don't mind them.
I'm very against them. I'm
very against them.
I'm boycotting them.
You don't think anyone should have feet?
Yeah, no.
Or just cover them up?
Yeah, no, you shouldn't have feet.
No.
What is the point? Just have lumps.
If we had flippers instead, that would be so much cooler.
Yeah.
Like webbed duck feet.
I would like them.
Yeah.
Because you could do stuff with that.
Or like claws, like animal claws that can walk on like snow and rocks without them hurting.
My feet are pretty good.
At what?
Just grabbing and stuff. Like, they're like hands. I've got four hands.
That's very monkey-like.
Thanks.
They've kind of got those feet that kind of are like that.
Yeah, well, my big toe is actually quite far away from the others.
You've done a lot of analysis. Oh, I pointed this out the other day. When was it? So we did this Sidemen video the other day.
Oh yeah, you did point, you saw.
We did this video. We basically, it was the You Laugh, You Lose. Some of you might have seen it.
Yeah.
And they basically got us to give them a bodybuilding contest. So they gave us the most horrendous spray tan ever, put us in, or put me in shorts. You were wearing jorts.
I was in jeans and I rolled them off.
What the hell is a guy wearing jorts? They were just jeans rolled up, weren't they?
It's because they should have let me know, okay? Arthur and Cole brought backpacks with shorts in. I thought I'd arrive and I'd be given Speedos or something.
So
I was in jeans and I had to roll them up.
When you're a talent with hundreds of thousands of followers, he expects everything.
I was expecting Speedos on site. I was actually expecting a spread of food.
He was expecting a second t-shirt today, but he's wearing the same one as episode one.
Yes, and I wanted to wear a windbreaker, but they wouldn't let me.
It was too loud.
Yeah, too loud. It's because I looked too cool and he felt insecure about it. And I'm bringing it back for episode three. I'm gonna wear, where were we anyway? You're talking about
the Dubai
toes.
Story.
No, you're talking about my toes on the Sidemen shoot. You saw
on that one. And I saw them and they are like, it's like someone's got a weird Photoshop tool and taken a normal foot.
Thanks.
And I clicked on the toe and just dragged it over here.
thanks. It's got a liquefy.
Like you could fit another two toes in the gap between his big toe and his middle one. Are you on Wiki Feet?
No, I'm not.
I bet people either love it or hate it.
They need two pages for me, one for my big toe, one for the rest.
Oh my God.
They're two separate. I feel like I should get my feet out now to prove it, but I'm...
Well, would that have been the first time you've ever had your feet out on camera?
When?
On that Simon shoot?
No.
Can you get your feet out for the...
I get them out all the time.
Go on, get them out.
I'm not getting them properly out.
You're just getting... Oh, you can't really tell.
No, the socks are disguising it, but you can see how long my...
Oh, yeah, you've got one of those middle toes.
It's because I'm going... It's actually...
Yeah.
With my toes.
Let me search this up, because I'm sure there's a...
Do you have smelly feet, by the way? Mine never smell.
Not really. Oh, here we go. Actually. Different types of feet. So Egyptian feet is when like the big toe is the longest and then they slant downwards at a diagonal.
Okay, so it's like straight down. I should keep it out for this.
Oh, okay. And Roman feet are when the big toe, second toe and third toe are all the same. That's what I think I've got.
Get it out. What have I got? What's this then? What the hell is even this?
Oh, no, I'm not. Mine are downward sloping. I've got Egyptian feet.
Put it. Can you see it on
camera? So Egyptians kind of... Oh, wait.
Put it up by your face.
There you go. Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
So mine just slant downwards.
Disgusting.
Roman is one of the first three are all in a straight line. Greek, which is what I did say yours were Greek, is when your like second toe is longer than your big toe.
Oh, my God.
Well, big toe being the thick one.
Oh, my God.
I think your big toe is like really scared of your second toe. It's like, you're not supposed to be bigger than me.
Yeah, it's actually intimidated. It is. You can see it in my... There are videos on TikTok where my feet are out. You can find it yourselves.
I'm sure he'll be on Wiki Feet as well. If not, watch Sidemen.
Someone make me a page.
Yeah.
Please.
You know, George Clark, so on Wiki Feet, you're rated out of 5 stars. No one submits their own stuff. Like fans find photos of your feet from different stuff. Like
right, yeah.
The smallest glimpse of them will get clocked and put on that page. Because I think 1 in 10 people have a thing for feet.
1 in 10?
It's huge, yeah.
And you don't, and I don't.
Yeah, no.
People behind the
camera. Yeah, some of the people in the room with us.
They're not saying no.
They're enjoying it.
They've all got their feet out, that's weird.
Can we keep this foot segment going? Can
they haven't got their feet
can
out.
Can you keep that show? They've got their feet out as well.
She has got her feet out.
Joining in the fun. There are two other types of feet. There's Germanic, where your big toe's big, and all four are the same length. That's weird.
I bet you're bad at football with those.
Quite square.
Probably.
And then Celtic or Celtic, which the middle toe is longer than the big toe again. Then the third one's shorter. And then the fourth and fifth ones are the same length.
Oh, that's not me.
So that's the difference between Roman.
Why is my pinky toe so small compared to the rest?
What size feet do you wear?
11.
That's a real alien thing. You know how AI is really bad at getting like hands right? Last episode, I was saying you might be an alien.
Yeah, but they nailed my hands.
Yeah, but they didn't do well with your feet. They were like, oh, give them weird toes. Like, no one's ever going to see them.
But they're way more good.
I can
peel a banana with them.
You can't.
I can. I'll bring a banana for episode 3 and I'll peel it live.
That's actually quite impressive.
I can do that. I can do a lot of things with them.
You ever see those people who like have lost arms or hands in accidents and they become really good at using their feet?
Yes, and they cook with it and stuff.
And they cook with it and pick. You'd be fine.
I'd be fine.
I don't think mine are that flexible.
I'm sure it takes a lot of skill to be able to do all that.
Yeah,
I can grab, but I just can't get my foot where it needs to be.
Oh, the flexibility.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that'll come in time.
Oh, I'd hope so.
Bit of yoga.
Yeah, do you do any yoga?
I'd really like to. Our school centre back, when I was growing up, used to do it. So that when the ball was in the air, he'd be able to just like kick really high.
Oh, can you do that?
That was a really good idea.
I can kick pretty high.
Can you?
Minus the yoga, yeah. Just could.
Imagine how high it could be if you do the yoga.
I know. Yo, I feel like yoga's really taking off nowadays.
It's really hard. Have you
done
yoga?
It's really on a come up. Yes, I can't do it.
I did it in that Sri Lanka video that I did with Chip, George and Arthur.
You did yoga.
We had a yoga morning where a guy came to like do yoga with us. And some of the poses they make you do are insanely hard.
Yeah, I can't stay in those poses.
No,
like
nor
that.
Can I.
I can do downward dog, but that's the only one I know. Yeah.
What's that one? That's sunrise.
It's you're literally just like lying down in a ball, I think.
Maybe we'll do a Patreon exclusive.
Oh, we could do hot yoga together.
Hot yoga.
Yeah.
If that doesn't get you guys joining the Patreon and being my number one priority, isn't
yeah.
to,
Arthur only cares about you guys. Just a reminder.
No, stop. We're gonna
be... I don't, guy. I if you're love listening, the people who aren't on Patreon.
If you're listening or watching to the podcast, that's more than we could ever ask for, and we love you infinitely.
Yeah.
Just there are some infinities are bigger than others.
Are they now?
Yeah.
Next,
aren't they?
Next topic.
Next topic.
Infinity. not really. That's not. I feel like we
episode three. You, infinity.
We got off on a tangent. We never even got back to Emma about Andrew.
Oh.
I think the summary is just that we start talking about feet because and being shat on because I said he might become a gimp.
Oh, yeah.
And so I think to summarize, get rid of Andrew.
Bin off Andrew. Andrew needs to go.
You deserve better.
Yeah. I mean, because that is mental.
Yeah, that's if you do deserve better. We don't know. She might be commenting. She might be up to day 1,000 on a guy.
That's assuming you're not.
She's kept that secret.
Yeah.
So... Emma?
One thing I would say as well, like imagine there's an Andrew out there, because there will be, who does all the nice things for you, buys you flowers, takes you out on nice dates, all this kind of stuff, but doesn't beg other women in their DMs for their number or who knows what else.
There are good guys out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People who aren't trying to find out what color it is on every girl's TikTok.
What?
Have you not seen those comments? Have you not seen those comments?
No.
What color is it?
What color is what?
Guess. What they're trying to figure out. There's only a couple of things that are hidden from men.
The thing that girls have?
Yes.
What?
You are literally like Mr. UK TikTok and you've never seen these comments.
Vagina. Vagina.
I think that's what they mean. It's either that or these.
Areolas.
Yeah, just saying.
Do they have the same color? Do they have the same color? Is it? It's different.
I have no idea. I think you have to see a girl naked to know.
We'll never know.
We can't relate.
We'll never know.
please, women. No, don't let us know. Actually.
No, 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 no. Yeah, let us know what color it is. Don't do that.
There's going to be a fifth bit in the submissions form. Advice, questions, all this. And just what color is. No, this is awful.
This is awful. We shouldn't have spoken about any of that.
No, yeah. But don't cut it out. Don't cut it out, editor.
Oh, God.
Oh, dear.
Is there another? Do we get more?
Okay.
Anyone else submit?
Because obviously, I think rambling is part of the fun, just going down a bunch of different rabbit holes.
Yeah, should we go back to what color it is?
We've only got one more. Well, we've got more questions, but we've only got one more story.
Okay.
I have an annoyingly similar story. So this one comes from India.
Country?
Good question. No. Well, maybe. But no.
The Indian government sent this one in. Thank you.
This one happened in London. So they're about... I'll go first person. I was about 3 months into uni in London and I was on the tube on the way home from a day out shopping when I had one of the most embarrassing moments of my life. I was standing in the middle of the train by the doors. So, you know, in the tube, like you've got like the rows of chairs and then the middle chunks. I think they were stood there.
That's where I stand.
And I was assuming there was some sort of plastic guard between myself and the seats, which most trains have.
Yeah, they do.
Like, yeah, you've got like
I
a glass
again.
Window
that's where
that you
I
lean
always
against.
Lean, yeah.
I think this person was trying to lean against. Anyway.
Oh, no.
Unfortunately, I was mistaken. After stopping at Waterloo Station, I went to sort of jolt my body forwards with the train, thinking the guard was in place, and ended up falling on top of a man sat down in front of me. To make matters worse, I tried to steady myself and I instinctively reached out and grabbed his glistening bald head like an arcade claw machine. In true London fashion, no one said a word and I awkwardly apologized to him as everyone judged me in silence. Not my finest moment.
Oh, the worst part about that is that no one else knows what's going through your head. So all they see is that you're stood up and you just go, throw yourself back on him.
Yeah.
They don't know that in your head, you're thinking there's a barrier or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
They just think you're throwing it back.
They just think you're just jumping on a bald man and grasping
his
bald head
for no reason.
And just grabbing
his head afterwards, yeah.
It makes it so much worse that he's bald as well. Like there's an unwritten, it's almost like bullying. It's like some sort of ableism in a way, isn't it?
Yeah, there's way more bald people out there in the world now. They're doing their thing.
Yeah.
They're sort of coming into society now.
Yeah. So. I don't mind bald people being
no,
society.
No, I think it's good having them around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've got great head of hair. You're not going bald anytime
soon. It's a wig.
What?
It's not real.
It's an alien wig because you've got an all bald, shiny, round head underneath it.
Yeah, I did want a haircut for this. It's a little long.
Yeah, the mullet's getting thick.
It is getting thick. Yeah. Like me. You've got a good head of hair as well.
Not too bad. A bit of a widow's peak, but you know.
Reveal happens. Or not?
No, it happened on a Chris MD video.
Really? That's one of the worst, when the wind hits you.
Yeah.
How does that look on camera?
But not too bad, you know. And it doesn't go thin. It's just more of like, rather than a straight line. But,
You're good.
But apparently the genes for baldness come from your mum's dad. So yeah, your mum's chromosome. That. So.
And how are you looking?
He had a full head of hair when he was like 85 and died, but it was the same. It was like, had the like shape, but he still had the hair.
Yeah.
So I don't think I'm going to be bald.
I think I'll be all right.
Why, what's your mum's dad like?
Nono's got full head of hair.
He's got mullet.
He's got a mullet.
And a mustache.
He's got a mullet. No, he's got full head of hair.
Nice.
Yeah. My dad's dad has a mustache.
Does he?
Just like mine, actually. Just like mine.
Wait, your dad does as well?
No, he's got a goatee.
Does it skip? So you each fill up a little bit.
Here's the thing.
And your son will have the one on the cheeks. And together you'll have a full family
here's
beard.
Here's the thing. You can see from the way my stubble comes in, I only really grow hair properly.
Yeah, it's much
like it's
very
way
thick
thicker
for a goatee,
here
yeah.
and over here. So it's like our generation were built for this. Our bloodline was built for this.
Oh.
You know?
You know what's funny, actually? I can't remember whether we were talking about this in the last episode or the first one, but when I was getting a photo of you for the logo to send to the graphic designer,
yeah,
I had to Google like images of you because you didn't really have enough to send across.
Yeah.
I saw you without a mustache and a mullet.
It's horrible, isn't it?
And you look so different.
I know.
It's insane how different you look.
And if anyone is interested, you can go back and see it. When I started Italian Batch, I was growing out a mustache and the hair for a mullet.
Right.
But there's like an awkward period in COVID when I was watching a lot of Viking stuff and I grew my hair out a bit and I put it up. And I was trying to grow out a beard because I wanted to look like a Viking.
What? With a mohawk?
I almost got a raven tattooed on me because I was thinking,
oh my goodness.
What's dangerous about me is I get obsessed with things and that becomes my personality for a month all the time. And I'm in denial about it as well.
Well, you were talking about the mullet and mustache potentially going at some point. Are you over the
phase?
Well,
the thing is, it can't stay forever, but it's me now.
It's so you.
And if I got rid of it, I think I would lose all my followers.
Also, we've just paid all that money for someone to make a logo of an alien with a mustache and a mullet.
Yeah, it's got to stay. I'm not taking the hair off that face. Yeah,
but it is so, it's seeing you without it, like, it's a different person.
I was younger as well.
That's
so
true,
it's like
yeah.
there's a combination of just me looking older and happening to grow hair at the same time.
Yeah, that's true.
But I do look really different.
Yeah.
I don't think I can get rid of it for that reason.
Yeah, that's true. Well,
it just looks so different.
How long would it take to grow back? Let's say you shaved the mustache and shaved the mullet. How long are we talking?
Not long. My hair grows pretty quick.
I thought that. You got that very dark Mediterranean from the Italian size.
Yeah, from the Italian.
Comes in pretty thick.
Coming in thick, boy. Yeah, so I'll be all right on that front. But the thing is, it's difficult when you're posting videos all the time to experiment because in school, like you could do, summer half term, you would have a weird haircut because you could test it out for the summer. You won't see anyone or Christmas break. Whereas now I'm posting videos every day. I can't try anything out because someone's going to see it. And if it's bad, they'll know about it.
Yeah, I tend to go ages without getting a haircut and then get it really short.
That's what I'm
doing.
And
every now and then it's so bad and it makes me hate filming. So I'm like, I want to take a week off. We were talking in the last episode about all my different channels. I have an Arthur TV Minecraft channel.
Yeah.
And it's basically, there was a week where I just had a really bad like skin week.
Yeah.
Like I was so spotty. I just didn't want to be on camera, but I was like, I didn't want to make any content. So I just made faceless Minecraft videos.
Made a whole channel for it.
And actually that video, I'm going to get it up now. This is mental. I remember that I posted this video and it got like 100 views in the first month. And I was so depressed and I quit the channel. And now it's on 6.4 million views.
How does that even happen?
Isn't that ridiculous?
How does that happen?
And I can't remember, the CPM was like, like 5 quid per 1,000 views or something.
Oh.
But that weekend, I remember telling him, because I was supposed to hang out with my mates that weekend.
Yeah.
And I was like, sorry guys, I can't, I've got to make some YouTube videos. And I messaged them like a week later and I was like, I really wish I'd come with you last week. I made about 4 quid. That's so embarrassing. I don't want to say it now, but that video made like 25, 30K or something stupid.
Oh my God.
Just it banged like 6 million views. And I was just like,
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was worth it in the end.
But maybe I should do it more often because I cannot hit those numbers nowadays.
Like, we should do.
What am I going to do? People... It was because it was like when Dream was huge.
Yeah, that helped.
It was about that vegan teacher in Dream and I was just playing Minecraft chatting about it.
Really?
Yeah.
That was all it was?
That is literally just a video about...
How long
about,
was the video?
Not even that long. I don't even think it hit the six minutes 30. So it didn't even hit the mid-roll thing.
And you but, still got a 5-pound RPM.
Yeah, yeah. But then I've got a weird RPM. I think mine's naturally like 20 for like 8-plus minute videos. So
20?
Yeah. So that was still like a quarter of what I would have made, I think, if I had made it like a minute and a half longer.
Oh my God.
Which is mental.
Damn. You've just revealed your earnings to everyone. 20-pound RPM, by the way.
Yeah. I guess, yeah, people can just figure out how many channel views
they've
got.
They'll run the math on that. They'll go on Social Blade. Although Social Blade has a estimator anyway.
Yeah, but of like $1 to $3 or something.
So
it's off. A fraction of it.
Yeah, it's so off.
Okay.
£20 RPM, you must have a big American audience or something.
I'm majority American because 90 Day Fiancé is an American show.
Yeah.
And they're all older because like most people who watch relationship-y content about marriage, they're all like people are of age to get married. So they're like American and old, which are like the two highest earning things, like the highest earning country and then like the highest earning demographic.
Yeah.
I think so they've got quite lucky.
I think these conversations about like RPM and stuff like that are actually really interesting. Cause I remember when I was trying to become a YouTuber, I wanted to find out so badly like how much they made and where they made their money from and stuff like that. But no one spoke about it.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
Still no one really speaks about it.
But is that not because like, I'm guessing a lot of people in the audience aren't ever wanting to become
that's
a YouTuber and they just won't care.
But I guarantee that they question the financial side.
Well, RPM is just revenue per meal, which is like 1,000 views. Yeah. So when we say RPM, it literally just means like how much money you make for 1,000 views.
1,000, yeah.
And it changes so much. Like December, because it's like based on supply and demand of advertisers who want ads on your space, on your channel. Like in December, when Christmas is coming up, everyone's pumping money into ads. So they're like, the demand for ad space is huge. So like you get twice as much. And then in January, it plummets because like no one's advertising in January.
Yeah.
But where your audience is from, how long the video is. Obviously a 20 minute video has twice as many ads as a 10 minute video. So you earn twice as much. So
yeah, there's so many factors.
I do wonder about the people who like make 1 or 2 hour videos that post like almost every day.
They will make crazy money.
Like Ellen O'Neill, who does true crime and bangs like a really long video, like every day almost.
Yeah.
Gets like a mil views. You're like,
they're just chucking mid rolls on it.
Minted.
Yeah, exactly. The RPM literally on those will be insane.
Yeah, literally exactly. Insane. Yeah.
And the views they're getting from it. And now TikTok has an RPM system as well.
Yeah.
You get paid per 1,000 views.
True crime. My true crime video, I did one true crime video on my main channel and that's the highest RPM. Probably because it was quite long. It was like a 45 minute video. But like I was looking through the ads that are being placed on it and like it's all documentaries, true crime novels, books. Like people really target because they can target your channel through titles as well.
Mm, that's another thing. Certain niches pay way more than others.
Yeah.
Like finance niche, you get such a good RPM. Oof. Whereas gaming niche, you don't get as good of an RPM.
No. Like crypto bros and people who do like property reviews. Oh yeah. My goodness. Like
they don't even need to get many views and they'll be just fine.
Mm.
The RPM is crazy. And demographic wise, like women, they advertisers pay more if you have a more woman based audience.
Shout out women.
Shout out to the women.
Yeah.
Happy belated International Women's Day as well.
Yeah. Or happy International Women's Day for the one coming.
Next year.
Next year. Because someone could be listening to this like a day before.
Yeah, if you're listening, if you're listening back and it's International Women's Day, happy International Women's Day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's this got to do with, we talk about the tangents, what's this got to do with that bald man?
I am so confused where we came from.
I really enjoy it, these random ramblings of just like,
I can't even remember what we've spoken about.
If someone asked me to trace the path of how we went from bald man to this.
How did we go from bald man to that?
We keep doing this, every time we finish the conversation, we try and trace it back.
And we can't.
Bald man, genetics.
I think we just move on.
Yeah, move on. Well, no, I think that was the last one because the one people were asking the most was whether we believe in aliens, but I think we're going to save that one for...
Yeah, we spoke a little bit in episode one, but we thought we glossed over it a bit. We got a lot to say about that.
Yeah. I think in episode one, we were rattling through quite a lot of topics, a bit like this, jumping from one to another. But because it was episode one, we didn't want to really deep dive into one in case people weren't interested. And, you know, we didn't want to have the alien logo and then have the whole first episode be about aliens and everyone be like, I don't care about aliens or whatever.
Yeah.
Each episode we'll have a bit more of a specific topic. Obviously, this one's advice, although we haven't really given
we've given the worst advice.
We've read their thing, said one thing about it, one of the weirdest tangents. But
don't be embarrassed about grabbing the board man's head. He's probably glad you did that, because as I said, they're trying to put themselves into society now.
Yeah.
And put themselves out there.
Yeah.
Right?
So what was it? This reminds me of that Slushy Boys where he's talking about women.
Oh, he's talking about women.
They were just integrating.
Yeah, they're just integrating themselves, I think.
We were talking about this, like randomly trying to, like, talking about things we have in common, and we're...
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. We said this in episode one, we met each other like, what, 4 or 5 times, whatever. We know each other all right, but we really don't know each other on like a deep level. But we're very similar just in interests and stuff,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
And I don't know if anyone knows the Slushy Noobs, but they just pop up. That sounds so weird to say. But we just realized they pop up on our For You page all the time. They're really funny.
They'd be such good guests to get on.
They would. They live in Canada, so I don't know if we could.
Are they Canadian?
They're Canadian.
Crikey, that's a long way to go.
So I don't know if we'd be able to manage that.
Yeah. Sure. Another thing, Patreon supporters. Your help helps us fly to Canada. So.
And you'll become Arthur's favourite.
Yeah. We haven't got any ad reads yet because we're recording this having not even released the first episode. So we have nothing to promote but the Patreon and our socials.
Nothing to promote.
Yeah.
So that's kind of good, really. Also, just a side note, my t-shirt looks like it says Dickless. That's not true. It says Dickies. But everyone will see my t-shirt and they laugh because they think it's a joke t-shirt. And I've recently realized this because everyone thinks it says Dickless, but it doesn't say Dickless. I don't even know if that's how you'd spell Dickless.
No, it's missing an S.
There's another S, guys.
That's like Dickles.
Yeah, so it wouldn't even be Dickless anyway. So you guys are stupid.
You should have specified. you should have specified this in episode one where you wore that t-shirt also.
Yes, I only have one set of outfits.
How many episodes do you think you could get away with wearing the same t-shirt for people like
Oh, every episode. Oh, that could be a thing, though. I just rock up to this in the next recording.
I think for the alien episode, we should come dressed as our icons. I should be an astronaut and you should be an alien.
Yeah, how do
I dress
as an alien?
Reveal your true self, maybe, you liar.
Unzip and you'll see what's inside me. Not like that. Probably not. Also, if you want to drop us some suggestions on what we can pop around this place... You want to see an astronaut hanging down? We can do that, I'm sure.
Yeah, we want to make it a little spacey. Because I don't know if you guys know, because there is just a curtain behind us, but we actually filmed this on the International Space Station.
Yeah.
But the windows are just really small because otherwise they get sucked out. So
yes, we don't want to be sucked out.
No.
Right?
What do you want to be?
Sucked? No, I don't know. Just straight up sucked. Yeah, we have to use this. Plus, all our colleagues are in there doing like science and that.
So. Yeah, they're doing breakdowns of sort of Cyclone B1.
What? Oh, Proxima Centauri B.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
That's how exoplanets are named. After that, you have the star Proxima Centauri, and then B is the first planet.
Where's A?
Discovered. A would be the star, but you don't say it.
Oh.
So that's why it just goes to B. And then the next one's discovered gets C.
Interesting.
Etc.
I'd like to have a star named after me. I think you can buy that, but I don't know whether it's a scam.
I heard it's a scam.
Yeah.
I got two of them.
Do you?
Yeah.
Why two?
Just gifts.
Is one like your real name and one's batch?
Yes, actually.
Interesting.
Well done. That's true.
And then like around those stars, is that like your home planet?
That's where I'm from. That's why they were bought for me.
That's why you know Proxima Centauri B1.
That's why I know all about it.
Because that's what we call sun back in our planet. No, but I think space stuff would be really cool for this.
Yeah.
And as well, space segments. We should definitely do some spacey segments.
Yeah, we should.
Alien theme quiz.
A quiz. We should do a test. I was going to say a gay test. I've done one before.
Oh, as in like a BuzzFeed style quiz.
Yeah.
Find out what type of alien you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Find out what type of alien you are.
I did. I actually did a quiz on the low IQ one. It was quite fun. So I was thinking you can't really do that one. Was just a general knowledge one.
How did you do on that?
Not bad. Okay. I think I got the highest score out of but given they're the low IQ boys, didn't mean a lot.
That's their thing.
There wasn't anything crazy other than Jack, like I said, saying that Jesus wasn't Jesus the first human.
That is crazy.
And that, like, the earth was 2,000 years old was the other one.
Earth, he thought, but isn't that what Christians believe?
Oh, they think it's 6,000.
They think it's 6,000, yeah. Okay.
But yeah, it was pretty crazy.
That is pretty crazy.
Maybe we should ask him on as well and see what he thinks about stuff. So funny.
Yes, we should.
Get actually. The low IQ boys
should,
on.
Oh, we should pick their brain about real complex topics. See how they work that one.
Yeah.
That'll be funny.
No, they are good boys. They're very funny as well. So this reminds me, just going all the way back to the bald man, which is how we got here as well. Yeah. And yeah. The person. Well, first of all, any advice for them? I think that was just an embarrassing story.
I don't think there's any advice. I think just try sitting down on the tube.
Yeah.
Try that.
Making sure.
In the middle.
It reminds me of Dudley when he falls through the glass in the first Harry Potter.
Oh.
Maybe there was glass and there was an angry wizard looking at you.
Yeah, actually.
The glass disappeared. No, but funny enough, I have a weird bald man story as well. Shout out bald men.
Yes, good job on getting yourselves out there.
Thanks for watching. This is all said with love.
Yeah.
I recently went on a date with a girl who didn't live in London. So I had to get like a train, not like an underground, like a train.
Poor thing.
I know. I had to leave the sanctity of London. And I bought her flowers, as one does, for the date. So I thought it'd be nice. So yeah. Anyway, I buy these flowers, right? So I go into this flower shop and they give me the flowers in a bag. Usually, you know, they give you like a bouquet and it's got food on it, you go home, but they just give me like this nice, like fancy bag. And I was like, okay, this is quite nice. And I get on the train and you know, you have those like overhead like
you
bag
put it
storage.
Up there, did you?
I just put it up there because I was like, I don't want it on my seat because I didn't want it falling
Shot
down.
That thing up there.
So I just thought if I lay it down, like if I had it on me on the chair next to me and it fell forwards or something, the like flowers could snap. I was really worried, but I was like, if it's on the top bit, and it slides down, it's only going to slide forwards and backwards and it'll be fine. So I get this bag of flowers and I put it sideways. I'm just sitting on the train. And all of a sudden I just hear this guy go, ah! the train hadn't started moving. So I obviously didn't think it had anything to do with me. But this guy calls out and I'm like, what the hell? And everyone's sort of going like that. And he's just going, there's this bald guy and he's like tapping his head, looking up. And he's getting dripped on.
Oh, no.
I'm like, what the hell? And it takes me a second. I'm like, surely not. And I look up, look, the bag was filled with water.
Oh my God.
Because they'd obviously given me, I don't know how I didn't tell from like the weight of it. There can't have been that much. Or I must have just thought they were really heavy. But rather than giving like dead drying flowers or whatever, they thought it'd be good to like keep them in a bag with water. But I didn't realize like there was water in there or that it wasn't tied. And it had literally, when I put it down, it shuttled down the train until it reached the end bit started pouring on this guy's bald head.
Did you
it
say
was
sorry?
Mortifying I did. I stood up and I was like, oh my goodness, this was me. It was another one exactly like that. Like no one really said anything. A couple of people are kind of laughing to themselves. But this poor guy, and as well, like his luggage was up there as well.
Oh,
so like
no.
His luggage was wet. And I was just like, I was I'm awkward in social situations at the best of times. When this happened, I was like bright red. I was mortified.
Did he accept your apology?
He did. He was like, oh, no, don't worry. It wasn't like a drenching. It wasn't like a big bucket, you know, but.
He got wet.
I just remember the like vocal fry from him just going.
Well, that's kind of normal on public transport anyway. So I wouldn't bat an eyelid.
Yeah, exactly. On London, from trains from London as well, you're like, you never know
like,
what's going to happen. What kind of person's got on?
You're a better person than me. I would have just looked around like, oh, who put them up there?
People would have known. I think when you get on with flowers, everyone looks at you when you're carrying flowers as well.
Yeah, they do.
Because they're like,
you're a simp. That's why.
Yeah. Either you've got a date or like, I think a lot of people suspect that you've done something wrong.
Yeah, like, yeah, true.
He's cheated or like, true. Oh, he's pissed her off or they've had a big argument. He's apologizing. Yeah.
But chivalry is not dead.
No. Yeah. Sometimes men can just buy women flowers.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's true. And women should buy men flowers as well.
Yeah. I'd like to get flowers, you know, every now and then.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind it.
Don't think a woman, has a woman ever bought you flowers?
No, I do have hay fever though.
Have you got anything normal about you? You've got a weird rock in your cheek.
That's relatable.
You've got asthma. You've got weird feet.
Weird feet.
All
guys,
the things I'm finding out about you, it's just your, oh dear. Oh.
Yeah, it's more relatable. It means I'm down to earth.
Yeah.
This guy, not down to earth,
guys. To earth. That's another alien-y term.
I'm very human and down to earth.
Down to earth.
That's what I am.
Well, there you go. I have my own bald man story to
congratulations.
Make you feel a little bit better.
And thank it. Well, at least it happened India. To a bald man and not a man full of hair.
Exactly.
Because he would have been ruined his hair.
That's true. Yeah. If anything, I cleaned his head.
Yes.
Didn't have to. Bro didn't have to shower his head that night.
They don't shower their heads anyway. They just rub it, I think. She's polished.
Oh no, because maybe I imagine it had like flower feed in it, so it probably wasn't water. He probably
sprout hair. Actually. Yeah. Fed his head.
Can you imagine?
Did him a favor. Oh, can my you imagine? God,
that would have made some money like, out of we that. We find out that flower food is how makes you regrow hair.
No more trips to Turkey anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
Just do that.
This has gone so derailed. It's not funny.
Yeah. Just to mention. She says she was stood up, whatever. I say, why don't you sit down? Can I just clear something up? Is it acceptable to, when you're on a train, and I'm not talking tube here, I'm talking train, to sit in the middle where there are no seats, sit on the ground if it's busy? Is that acceptable?
Oh.
Like some people are stood up in there because everyone's got a seat. Is it acceptable to just pop a squat, sit down?
On a long train, I feel like if the train's an hour plus.
Would you do it? Because I really wanted to the other day. I used to do it all the time.
I'm a real standing enjoyer.
I hate standing up.
I stand whenever I can.
So you would...
I asked if we could do this podcast standing and they said no.
Too awkward. We just stood there with our hands by our side. Okay, well, you guys let me know in the comments if that's acceptable or not.
Yeah, I think on a long train, or if you have like a reason to sit, like not everyone's a fit, young, able-bodied man like us.
True. Don't know about you, but yeah.
But yeah, no, I'd rather stand.
Okay, well, thanks for that. Thanks for the advice. That's actually my advice input.
You know what, as well? Polls we can do on Patreon. So
back to Patreon.
Just before we go, feel free to check out our Patreon, our socials, drop us a follow at Batch and Arthur.
Yeah, because he loves you guys.
Yeah, I do love you Patreon followers and everyone else, of course.
How embarrassing would it be if we had no Patreon followers after all this promo?
Episode 9, I'm going to be like, guys, please, we'll give you anything. Full 1080p HD photos of Patch's feet will be on the Patreon if you just please subscribe.
That's not going to happen, by the way.
No. yeah, I think that's enough waffling for today. So Thank you for joining us.
Subscribe.
Follow our Patreon and our social media. And see you next time.
Yeah, see you next time.
Bye.